The problem with feeling passionate about your job. That interview is on the way. 3 minutes max now, and the problem of what to call ourselves, says the actor Peter Elliott.
Jim, I've been thinking. There's one peculiar thing about being from New Zealand that's different from most other countries. We find it hard to call ourselves anything. Bear with me. And it's made slightly more complex when we start adding race into the mix. For example, my wife identifies as Māori and a New Zealander. I identify as a Pākehā and a Kiwi, and my son identifies as a door slammer. Samoan friends identify as Samoan or Pacifica and New Zealanders, and unlike most nations, we just don't have a generic descriptor. Well, one that isn't of a more colloquial standing, you know, like Kiwi, which is, frankly, whatever. Americans are American. Australians are Australian or Aussies. Swedes come from Sweden. Chileans, Chile. But I'm not New Zealandian. I'm from New Zealand, but I don't actually have a generic descriptor. You know, look, I'm perfectly happy to be known as a Pākehā, but if I arrive in Germany and tell the German border control that I'm Pākehā, they're going to think that I'm pissing them about, and that may not end well. New Zealander is okay, as in I'm a New Zealander, but it's a bit sort of unsatisfactory, isn't it? Really, Jim, frankly. And I dislike Kiwi. You know, it's personal taste perhaps, but, you know, being named after a flightless bird never really did ring my bell much. So, think about it. Most other nations' citizens identify as being a person from somewhere. You know, Afghani, Indian, French, Spanish, Italian, Greek, Sardinian, Tongan, Palauan, Filipino. Guam, for example, has a problem. What are they? Guamian, Guamese, Guamic? Actually, I did just Google that, and they are now officially known as Guamanian. Guamanian, which is kind of cool, but New Zealander? Dull. So I like the way that we are now starting to use more indigenous Māori names for places, and in fact, I've always loved the name Aotearoa. I don't know anyone in New Zealand who doesn't actually love it. And Aotearoa is big. It's like a continent. In fact, New Zealand is the owner of one of the largest territorial areas in the world since we surveyed that wet bit between Australia and out into the Pacific. It's whopping. And it could also start with an A and end with an A, like nearly all the big continents. Australia, America North, America South, Asia, and Antarctica. And now, with the new sea-based territory areas, you know, we can claim the use of Aotearoa, and we would have a name to be proud of. I'm Aotearoan. And all we'd have to do is just adopt it, start using it. You know, when I was a boy, the age-old question was, you know, it was that terribly Kiwi thing, you know, what are you? What are you? And the answer now is simple. I'm Aotearoan, mate.
Thank you, mate. That is Peter Elliott.